This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. We find out about the Bay Area from our listeners, our experiences, news releases, and other news outlets. And there are plenty to choose from. Dailies, weeklies, monthlies, blogs, and podcasts. But in the information age, how can we know who and what to trust? East Bay Express editor Robert Gammon recently wrote an article about the question of bias in media. The Express doesn't shy away from controversy, recently publishing an investigation of ethical and legal violations by new Oakland City Council Board President Lynette Gibson McElhaney. KALW's Ben Trefney wanted to hear more about where Robert and the Express were coming from, so he invited him in to be part of our ongoing series, State of the Media.
So you wrote an article that was talking about some of the state of journalism today, which is the way in which media outlets are biased or have biased or show it or don't show it. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that and what prompted you to write that article.
It's been something I've been thinking about for a long time. You know, I have a lot of journalism friends, and I've been a journalist for a long time, both in mainstream media and also in alternative Newsweekly. And I've come to the conclusion over the years that that all journalists have biases in some way. It's just that in the mainstream press, those biases are, you know, taboo. That reporters and mainstream papers and television stations and radio stations are told repeatedly, you can't show any bias. You have to, you know, be an unbiased voice. And I just think that that's not realistic. And so what happens is that the biases, they come out in other ways. They may not be overt, but they become covert. And so especially in political coverage, and I think I've seen that in a few times in the last few years in political races, where reporters, it becomes obvious that they like, or newspapers like, one politician over another based upon politics. And so that one politician they don't like ends up getting a lot of scrutiny, a lot of negative coverage, and those they do like basically get a free pass.
So how do you, as an editor, instruct your journalists to deal with that?
To find the truth. That no matter what it is, we're still looking for the truth. And so we come from a liberal point of view. We're proud of having a liberal point of view. We've had it since our inception 36 years ago. But that doesn't mean that we're, you know, not going to investigate liberal politicians if we think that there's reason to do so and then we think that they've done something wrong. The Lynette Gibson McElhaney stories in the last few weeks, I think, are a perfect example of that.
Yeah, I've been reading some of the comments to you that have said that, oh, you're kind of out to get her, and you're saying, no, actually.
She's a liberal politician. We endorsed her for city council in 2012. Mm-hmm. We think that she's, you know, a pretty good public official. But she's done some stuff that needs to be reported about and the public needs to know about. And so so I think there's a difference there in terms of being biased to such a point that you're willing to ignore people's shortcomings just because you agree with them politically, I think that happens more in the mainstream world because reporters and editors are taught that they can't be biased, and so they have to show their feelings in other ways.
Do you think that there's some kind of I don't know, a guidebook in a way to make sure that you're pursuing the truth? Because if you have an inherent bias, then how do you know what truth you're pursuing and that it's actually the truth?
Well, I think some things are just plain true, you know, and I think that, you know, I think mainstream press gets too caught up in this idea of, well, there must be multiple sides to a story and that there must be multiple truths. No, there isn't a lot of times. I think mainstream press's decision to go in that fashion kind of corrupts the truth, helps corrupt the truth in the United States. Climate change is a perfect example to me. There's no real doubt that humans the climate change is happening and humans caused it. 95%+ of scientists worldwide will say, yes, that's just the facts. But, you know, many mainstream press outlets over the years have treated this issue as if it was an issue of controversy and that, you know, both sides need to have their voice in stories about climate change. And I think that gave climate change deniers a toehold in the American consciousness so that it is for many people, it is an issue of controversy. It is an issue that's undecided, when in fact it is decided.
So at the East Bay Express, then, when you have a journalist who, you know, maybe you're sitting around, I don't know how your editorial meetings work, but if you're sitting around a table or on the phone and you're talking about possible stories, and journalists say that they're interested in pursuing this, do you have some sort of a litmus test to see if this is going to be something that is in pursuit of truth or is based upon an agenda of bias?
I don't have a litmus test. What it comes down to, I think, is that, hey, is this a good news story? And is this a story that needs to be told? And is it, you know, and is it the truth? I would reject any story that wants to go after somebody just because they want to go after somebody. And I don't think we've ever done that at the Express. And I think that, you know, at the end of the day, we have to be able to look ourselves in the mirror. You know, did we treat the issue fairly, in the sense that did we go after the truth as opposed to looking for ways to obfuscate the truth?
So how do you do that there? Because I know that with National Public Radio, for example, they have an ombudsman who, you know, reviews the different stories that they've done and determines whether they've done them in a just way. But for smaller organizations, for example, KALW, we don't have an ombudsman because we don't have the funding to have an ombudsman, for example. At the East Bay Express, how do you do that review?
We don't have an ombudsman either. We do a review, you know, among our staff. We talk about stories and how they came out, and did we miss something? Did we do something wrong here? So that's, you know, and ultimately our readers help us decide that too. If they think we screwed up, then we try to listen to that. Sometimes we think we're right.
So if we go with the statement and the thought that you've come to, that
yes,
every journalist has a bias, and it's just something that people should realize. As consumers of media, what do you think the audience should think of that, and how should they approach what they read or see?
I think it's a more honest view at this point. I think the press has tried to condition the audience to believe that, the only kind of journalism that can be trusted is mainstream unbiased journalism. That's really not the case, is that, you know, many journalistic outfits who are open about their political views, Mother Jones, The Nation, and others,
Fox News.
Right. Well, some of them have done some really good investigative reporting and have exposed the truth. So I think at the end of the day, you have to look at the actual story itself and how transparent the publication has been about the stories that it's found. I mean, more and more what we're trying to do is to, when we find documents, we want to link to them on our website so that people can see, hey, this is what we actually are reporting about. We did that in the Leggett Gibson McElhaney stories. I also did it in the story about the bias of the mainstream press.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think is the outlet, aside from the East Bay Express, that is doing the best job of reporting true journalism, say, in a way that you think is presented in a really strong way?
In the Bay Area?
I'd say beyond the Bay Area.
Well, I think the Los Angeles Times is the best paper in California. I also think the Sacramento Bee is quite good, too. I think that especially the LA Times, I think reporters there are less concerned about he said, she said journalism and more concerned about investigative journalism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how about in the Bay Area?
I think the SF Weekly actually does a pretty darn good job. They have a couple of great reporters. Rachel Swan is a former longtime Express reporter. Joe Eskenazi, who's a really good investigative reporter. So they're worth reading.
That was East Bay Express editor Robert Gammon speaking with KALW's Ben Trefney. We've got more of that conversation online, including Robert's thoughts on threats to journalists in the Bay Area and around the world, and the East Bay Express's investigation into ethics violations by the new Oakland City Council Board president.
Well, the failure to file a campaign finance report is an ethical and legal violation. I mean, it's against the law. You have to file them, and she still hasn't filed them. Not paying your taxes is also against the law.
More from Robert Gammon of the East Bay Express at KALW.org. Click on Cross Currents.